This is Akashvani, the news read by Saira Mujtaba. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that waters from India's rivers will now be used for the country's interests. Speaking at a private TV channel conclave in New Delhi yesterday, the Prime Minister said that India's water earlier used to go outside will now be used for India's interest and will be utilized for the country. Underlining a significant initiative undertaken by his government, the interlinking of rivers, the Prime Minister pointed out that for decades, water disputes dominated discussions, but his administration, in collaboration with state governments, has launched a major campaign to connect rivers. The Prime Minister cited key projects such as the Ken-Betwa Link project and the Parvati-Kali-Sindh-Chambal Link project, emphasizing that these initiatives will benefit millions of farmers by ensuring water accessibility. The Prime Minister said that the country is marching towards becoming a vibrant trade and commerce hub. Lauding the free trade agreement between India and the UK, the Prime Minister said this agreement will boost economic activities and will create opportunities for Indian business and MSMEs.
भारत के लिए एक ऐतिहासिक दिन है और मुझे ये बताते हुए खुशी है कि इंडिया यूके फ्री ट्रेड एग्रीमेंट अब फाइनल हो चुका है। विश्व की दो बड़ी और ओपन मार्केट इकोनॉमीज के बीच आपसी व्यापार और आर्थिक सहयोग का यह समझौता दोनों देशों के विकास में नया अध्याय जोड़ेगा। यह हमारे युवाओं के लिए बहुत बड़ी खुशखबरी है। इससे भारत में इकोनॉमिक एक्टिविटी को बूस्ट मिलेगा और इंडियन बिजनेसेस और एमएसएमईज के लिए नई अपॉर्चुनिटीज के रास्ते खुलेंगे।
द प्राइम मिनिस्टर सेड इंडिया हैज साइंड ट्रेड एग्रीमेंट्स विद यूएई, ऑस्ट्रेलिया एंड मॉरिशस। ही सेड इंडिया इज एक्टिवली एंगेज्ड विद द वर्ल्ड। He underscored that India is not only implementing reforms, but actively engaging with the world to position itself as a vibrant hub for trade and commerce. The Prime Minister said prior to 2014, the banking sector was on the brink of collapse, but today, India's banking system stands among the strongest in the world. The Prime Minister said that in the past decade, 25 crore people have been lifted out of poverty. Prime Minister Modi has congratulated Friedrich Merz on assuming office as the Federal Chancellor of Germany. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said that he looks forward to working together to further cement the India-Germany strategic partnership. Union Home Secretary Govind Mohan held a meeting yesterday with Chief Secretaries of States and Union Territories through video conferencing to review the preparations for the civil defence mock drill scheduled for today. The meeting was attended by the Directors General of Civil Defence and the National Disaster Response Force, along with other senior officials in the national capital. Civil defence mock drills will be conducted across 244 districts of the country today. Director General, Fire Services, Civil Defence and Home Guards Vivek Srivastav said that common people should not be alarmed as it is a preparatory exercise and they should cooperate with the volunteers. Civil defence mock drills will also be conducted in Uttar Pradesh and Bihar. In Bihar, the civil defence mock drill will take place in six districts, namely Patna, Purnia, Katihar, Kishanganj, Araria and Begusarai. Patna District Magistrate Dr. Chandrasekhar Singh informed that the exercise will be conducted today from 7 to 7:10 p.m. at 80 locations across Patna. The Delhi Directorate of Education has directed all school heads to organise training sessions for students and teachers on disaster response today. A demonstration video has been shared to help schools understand how to conduct a proper mock drill. As part of a nationwide mega mock drill, authorities in Delhi will conduct Operation Abhyas at 55 locations across the city. Officials said the drill will simulate various emergency situations such as air raids, fires and search and rescue operations. And now news from Khelo India Youth Games. Team Maharashtra has reached the number one position with 6 gold and a total number of 19 medals in its kitty. Rajasthan team with 6 gold, 1 silver and 1 bronze is in the second position, while Karnataka is in the third position in the medals tally. And that is the end of this news bulletin.